We're here.
Wow.
And we're live. And we're doing a podcast with a guest. We've not done a podcast with a guest yet. This is our fourth episode. And we have a wonderful, beautiful guest with us today.
Everyone say hi to Haley.
Hi. I'm Haley. Nice to meet you guys.
Glad Haley, to be guys. It's Haley.
And like, I want to just start this off since this whole podcast is going to be on food. The food for today is a nice double cheeseburger with onions.
Isn't there a junior in there too?
Yes. And you know what? Can this be one of the first things we talk about?
Yeah.
I talked about this with you guys before.
Well, before we even get into that, we need to do our proper intro.
Okay.
The proper intro is, hi, I'm Val. I'm your favorite super loner.
And I'm Elena, the tastiest super loner.
Okay, you changed it every single time. I don't know where this is going to end, but that's fine. You know what? It's okay.
And I'm Haley. I'm the super cool guy, not super loner. Just kidding.
Oh, God. Okay, now you get into it. You were saying double cheeseburger.
Okay, I just want you guys to imagine you have a double cheeseburger, right? Like the usuals, the beef, the cheese, and another layer of beef. But then we add an extra junior chicken patty in between that. So you get like a nice middle section of chicken. And
chicken.
It's amazing.
Now, okay, here's where the friendships kind of
This is where I'm going to leave you.
guys, this entire podcast is about ruining friendships, ruining the ties and love.
I don't know, man. I think we can have some similar tastes. I don't think it's going to be that bad.
Bro, listen, just my opinion, chicken and beef don't belong in the same sandwich.
I
agree with you, but at the same time, is McDonald's chicken and beef really chicken and beef? I think it's just classic.
What do you mean?
Hey, yo, you work there. You gotta watch. say it's like Play-Doh or something, and next thing you know, you're fired.
Next thing you know, I got FBI knocking on my door.
FBI, never mind.
We just want to call you regarding the Super Loners podcast you've been featured on.
I just got missed.
You guys been listening? Oh my God, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Okay, what are you here for again?
It's not just like you're getting a raw piece of chicken breast. It's fried. It's ooey gooey delicious. Like,
I don't think your chicken's supposed to be ooey gooey.
Yeah, ooey gooey chicken. Ooey gooey chicken. Ooey gooey chicken.
Okay, maybe it's like ooey, maybe it's not gooey, but there is definitely some ooziness about it. But it's more about the texture itself, because the beef patty is very, you know, like tough. It's like you said, they have to chew through the chicken, it just kind of falls apart, you know. It's like the favorite child, you know, everyone loves it. They're like, why not put it in between a beef sandwich? Like the two flavors, maybe they go almost too well together, maybe that's the flaw.
I'm starting to go on Coco's side here. The way that you just described chicken and beef as if it's this top tier wagyu quality coming out of the I don't know, MasterChef Canada. I don't know where you're getting this from. Gordon Ramsay.
MasterChef Canada. I'm telling you, you get, how do I say this? Like, the flavor of beef goes really well with the flavor of fried chicken, okay? Maybe it's a lot. Maybe it's a hefty boy. Maybe only eating half of the sandwich is good. But it's amazing.
It's like 600 and something calories, that thing. It's like, it's hefty. It's hefty.
Just at that point, just order like two burgers. Why would don't
you gotta put them together so you eat it faster.
Okay, but like, on the other hand, eating just a plain bun is also
delicious.
Good
McDonald's buns slap.
Oh my God, this is perfect, because this is literally, I had this conversation like 2 days ago with my friends. Basically, I don't know if you guys were there. I was talking about how much it irks me when someone takes two pieces of like pizza and then they fold it together and eat it like
I hate it. I hate it.
Because it's like, oh, do you want to eat it faster? Just eat two pieces. It tastes better. What in what world are you being rushed to pizza? I've never seen someone be like, hurry up, eat that pizza.
Eat two slices. Like, you know what that reminds
doughy.
Me of, though?
It's too
like,
doughy.
Like, that textual experience, like, eating straight onto, like, a baguette. Like, you just, like, have that thing loaded in your hand. You're just taking a fat, like, you know how, like, baguette kind of has that hard bread texture?
Yeah.
Like, same when those, when you're doing two pieces of pizza on each. Like,
it's too much sauce, too. Like, I feel like I'm drowning in sauce if I put two pieces together.
Lost in the sauce.
Lost in the sauce, man. And it's even worse when there's, like, a butt ton of like toppings.
But I feel like that experience, like when you bite into it, it's just gonna ooze out the sides.
It's not even
like,
oozing out the sides, it's oozing into your mouth. Where's it going? Here.
See, if I understand if like you have like a floppy piece of pizza and it's like this and then you fold it like so that it's like kind of like
it curves.
If you take two pieces of pizza off of a goddamn like circle and you fold it like this and you eat it like a goddamn sandwich, you have a special place in hell. Just saying, I hate it. I despise it. And if any of you are watching and you fold your pizza and you eat it like a goddamn sandwich, when it's pizza, it's supposed to be on the... It's not pizza anymore. That's a goddamn, like...
It's a sandwich. Monstrosity. It's a sandwich. It's a sandwich.
That's a cheese pepperoni sandwich. That's really cheese, not good. Cheese
pepperoni sandwich, guys.
Sandwich. Okay, let's look at these other ones.
What else do we got on there?
We briefly talked about this, but I told you guys not to put your opinions in because I wanted to talk
to you. I heard them all. I don't think Elena did.
So, what do you guys think about runny yolk? Would you prefer your yolk to be hard or like runny?
That's a good question.
Hate runny
yolk. Depends on where you eat it, in my opinion.
Agreed.
I, for the most part, am like 80% runny yolk team. Like, just hop on that. What is that?
Yes.
Medium?
Yes.
Runny. But like, also, if it's too runny to the point where like the egg whites are still translucent and they just kind of snot.
I don't think
it.
That's runny. I think that's raw at that point. I don't think that should be considered runny. Runny is when the white part is pretty cooked. It's like maybe got a little slime on the top, maybe. But bare minimum, okay? There's a little bit.
I have a bad story about that when I was younger. I really liked like the like slimy bit of it, like of an egg. And so when I was younger, I didn't know what to call it. So I would ask my parents to make my eggs with extra snitch.
Snitch?
Snitch.
Why snitch?
I don't know. I called it the snitchies. And
huh? What the hell?
And my parents were repulsed by it. They hated me for that because
I'm
I would be like,
repulsed by it now.
I was surprised you didn't end up at an orphanage by now. Like,
it was close.
No, but like hard boiled eggs, if they're like cracking, like the middle is basically like falling into crumbles, that's too far. That's like you left it in there, forgot about it, came back, you're like, oh, my eggs are burnt. But they're boiling, so I don't know how that happened.
No, but it's like when you eat into a hard boiled egg, it gets stuck everywhere.
It sticks on the inside.
Yeah.
No.
I ever, like, I am okay with eggs. If the egg has a hard yolk in it, I will throw. I actually will, like, not even as a joke, throw up.
So your team runny. Your team runny, man.
Oh, you know what, though? Hard-boiled eggs goes well in an egg salad.
Okay, but that's, like, a different context.
Yeah, no. You're,
that's
like,
completely out of the topic. Out of it.
And even then, it's not, like, dry.
No, it has to be, like, a little bit. It has to be a little bit moist, you know? It's
I like egg salad, but you can only have it, like, every, like, once in a while, like,
or else you'll like vomit every other time. I agree.
Yeah, no. If you make like an egg salad sandwich, you can have it, right? But if you have it the next day, or like if you have it like for like a week straight, you'll not be the same person. Like, you will like devolve back to caveman status.
I never even had egg salad because when I was younger, I really did not like eggs. Like, I really didn't like eggs. So when I used to go to like family events and like stuff like that, I wouldn't eat it. And now no one makes it because I don't go to family events. So I've never really had an egg salad sandwich.
You know what's actually horrible though, like horrific? Macaroni salad.
No, get out. Get out. No, absolutely not. What do you mean? Macaroni salad is delicious.
It's uncomfortable.
When is it uncomfortable?
I hate it. Are you kidding? You have macaroni with like random vegetables like celery,
peppers, carrots. It's delicious. From Taco Bell.
Oh my God,
KFC, whatever it is. I used to get, they were at the same place, but KFC, their side. Okay. I used to get a small one with my tacos and I used to devour that stuff after practice. Listen, okay. Guys, no, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's
no,
good.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
not,
is.
Okay. See, I think there's a difference between macaroni salad and pasta salad. Like, pasta salad, everyone's...
It's the same thing. You cannot tell me it's not the same thing. It's the same thing.
Creamy.
It's the same. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Why are you so upset about carrots? Why are you so upset about carrots?
I despise any sort of pasta salad. Pasta's supposed to warm.
But you can also eat it cold. Oh my Jesus Christ.
No, you can't eat it cold.
You're telling me you've never woken up in the middle of the night to eat some leftover spaghetti?
No.
No.
I warm it up, if anything.
Oh, crap. Well,
yeah, no. Cold spaghetti is
cold. You go into the fridge, find the Tupperware, and you just like grab it.
The Tupperware? Go back to stuff.
Tupperware?
No, but like, usually, like, I used to when I was younger and before I became an old woman with acid reflux for some horrific reason. But especially John does this. He literally, if we have leftovers, he will take the container out of the fridge at like around this time and he'd just start eating it. He wouldn't warm it up. He'd just eat straight out of the container. It's like a normal thing. People eat cold pasta.
Hold on, there's like two different things going on that's quite wrong. Like, I don't know what's happening, but everything is just going off and off the rails in every way possible. Like, one, you got someone liking like a ranch carrot salad, like, disgusting.
It's and good!
Apparently it's a thing where people have the audacity to go and eat cold things in the middle of the night. No, I'm gonna use a microwave. If it wakes up my whole family, then so be it. Like,
but it's not bad cold.
No,
it's really like, if my pasta would get cold on my way to school and at lunchtime I didn't have a microwave, I would just eat the pasta cold.
And I would not like it. I would
call the thermos,
right?
Yeah, but my thermos is never like to keep heat, so they were never hot.
Yeah, but it's not like frigid.
No, it's not.
If it was a cold wintry day, it was. I don't know what you guys are on. We live in Canada, okay?
No. Listen. You're telling me your pasta that's in a container, that's in a lunchbox, that's in your bag, that's attached to your warm body. Are you trekking outside?
Even if it was, say, room temperature, maybe cold, right? I would eat it because it's something to eat and, like, right? But I would not enjoy it, you know? Like, I'd eat it because I'd have to. I'm not gonna, like...
You would, though. You would literally gag. I already know you would. You'd be like, oh my god, babe, it's cold. I'm not gonna eat it. It's cold.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's a reason for that. It's supposed to be enjoyable.
No, but in my 10 years of in my 10 years of education, yes, I've eaten cold lunches. Have I liked it? No, I would have preferred it hot. Okay,
I'm not such a munchie
slobbering over the thought of room temperature pasta.
Warm, bro. Cold pasta.
Have you guys ever had a bologna sandwich?
Yeah. I like bologna.
Really?
Kind
of. Like a piece of bologna in between two slices of white bread.
Maybe a slice of cheese in there, but...
Like mayonnaise.
No, just the bologna and the bread.
I mean, that's kind of borderline, like, sadistic at that point. But you know what? It's if you gotta eat, you gotta eat. Like,
When I tell you that was my favorite sandwich growing up, I'm not kidding.
What?
I pray for you.
What?
Val, I have brown parents.
No, we never bought
really
bologna.
Oh my god,
we're like ethnic.
I was a munchie cake parents... growing up, okay?
Munchie
cake is like a whitewashed Italian.
I feel like Val would, like, absolutely bust down on, like, a Lunchable. Like, just...
Oh, you know what? Lunchables were, like, a delicacy in my household.
Okay, I think delicacy is going a little too far. I used to love Lunchables, but my mom would never get me Lunchables because she thought it wasn't enough food for me. So she would make me, like, a full-blown, like, foot-long sandwich when I was, like, 5 years old. And I'm like, I can't eat this. I'm the size of the sandwich. I don't think it's going to enter my body very well.
Oh my gosh, my parents were the same. They used to pack like this, like, you know those round thermoses that are like kind of over like sized? So they would do that, but my dad is like super mega strong, so he would like tie it down like super tight. So I'd have to, every day, I'd have to go up to the goddamn like lunch ladies and be like, can you open this? And they would have to get two lunch ladies to open. It was the most embarrassing thing.
Oh,
let me look at the next controversial
next
food
controversial
opinion.
Topic.
Okay, let's see. What do you guys think of cilantro?
I love it. Absolutely.
I think it's pretty good in certain contexts.
Some people say it tastes like soap.
I can see where that happens. I'm not gonna lie. I got shawarma not too long ago and I was like, I want to put cilantro on my shawarma, and it didn't taste very good. With the
cilantro only goes well with Asian cuisines. Okay, but on the other hand, if you take something like
rice,
I love cilantro. Oh my god, cilantro rice. Oh, but that's not really Asian. But I'm just saying, parsley, I hate it. Absolutely,
parsley is good. What do you mean?
Parsley is horrible.
It's a garnish.
You don't like parsley?
Got a little sprinkle.
No, it's a shameless act of food appropriation.
Why are you shaming parsley? What did parsley do to you?
It tastes like grass, and you got people over here making it.
What does cilantro taste like, huh? What does cilantro taste? Is that not the same thing? Is it not grass?
Parsley and cilantro?
They're different.
Cilantro.
I think they have the same texture.
No, they don't.
I think they do.
They're the same texture, but cilantro actually has contributions. You know, it actually is competent in the food industry. Mm. Parsley is like someone just drove by and just picked it up off of the side of the road because it was just looking pathetic and felt bad. Like, it has nothing to give other than looks. And at the same time,
really
it's really
slamming parsley right now.
No, I'm literally like, so you have, I don't know, Alfredo. You're going to put parsley on it. That's going to ruin it. Even though it's going to look nice, it's going to ruin it.
Who puts parsley in Alfredo?
I do.
Or parsley in like pasta. On pasta.
Pasta alla vodka.
It's not good.
It's meant to be garnish. It's a garnish.
You know what's also a garnish? Basil. And you want, everyone loves basil because basil is
it's delicious,
gorgeous herb.
Or I do like basil.
Parsley is disgusting. Okay, it tastes like grass.
I don't think it tastes like grass.
Fine, it doesn't taste like anything. It tastes like cardboard.
Okay. But you're just saying it tastes like nothing. Then why are you saying it tastes like cardboard?
Because if it tastes like cardboard, you're gonna have that alongside your pasta alla vodka.
No.
No. I hate it.
Okay, fine. You hate parsley. What are you gonna do about it?
Parsley?
Average parsley enjoyer. God. Okay, next one is... Okay, personally, this one, I don't like quote-unquote breakfast. I hate it. I don't like eggs in the morning.
Breakfast food?
I hate breakfast food.
Yeah, no. Like, in the morning, you're supposed to eat, like, eggs, bacon.
Oh, no, I cannot do that, sweetie, no.
No, like, there's people in the world who are like, breakfast is my favorite meal of the day.
Absolutely not. You're telling me you rather have an egg, some toast, maybe some bacon instead of a burrito?
Oh. No, but that's the thing. Like, I'll wake up with people, like, you know, sleep over.
No, my house.
Your house. You literally had ramen. Thank God.
You did. You literally had ramen in the morning.
But, like, and I'll be like, oh, I'm going to warm up, like, yesterday's dinner for breakfast. You know? Just, like, kind of, like, leftovers. But I'll warm it up, and my brother's like, you're having that for breakfast? And I'm
like, there's a lot of judgment if you don't eat, like, cereal or, like, milk.
Okay, I think
like
there's a line, though, because I don't
what's
think I'd
line?
Be wanting to have, like, a full-on steak dinner at, like, in the
morning. No, but, like,
yeah, no, there's a line.
Lunch foods.
Yeah.
Lunch foods. Like,
I feel like
a sub
breakfast
for breakfast,
foods
knock it
are
out.
More fitting for lunch.
Okay, but like if I wake up in the first, like literally like in the next 30 minutes, I eat something like a sandwich, I can't eat anything in like...
No, within like an hour or two when getting up, it's difficult for me to eat anything. So I end up eating at 12 p.m. anyway, so lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
Or I saw this one as I was scrolling. They're saying that muffins is cake disguised as breakfast food. You know what? Who cares?
Yeah, why does it matter if it's a muffin is basically cake? Like, what does it matter?
Oh, yeah. So let's say that about people getting Starbucks in the morning with whipped cream
on it.
Four sugar, four
so
cream.
So much sugar. There's people who get, it's called a 4x4, where it's four cream and four sugar. And I've seen it in a small coffee.
Oh,
that's just like a shot of sugar and cream. There's like a little bit, a dash of coffee.
No, but it's the same people who are like,
they have the audacity.
Is that a muffin?
That's so bad for your health.
Oh my god, I'm getting the hang of it. Tiki but tiki. welcome. Oh my god.
Damn.
Ooh.
It's really swerving.
I don't know, with the whole muffin debate though, like, sure, it's the same ingredients, maybe a little less sugar, because I like think of
There's
like
no frosting, technically.
Birthday cake flavor has like, oh, you know what though? I was looking at the McDonald's menu. A muffin, like a regular blueberry muffin, has more calories than a McDouble. I know it shouldn't be counting calories.
But that's just to show how much a muffin is actually worth.
Yeah.
If you think, like without the calories. Yeah. Just an idea.
Yeah.
Wait, let me look. By the way, this is BuzzFeed.
We love BuzzFeed.
Love BuzzFeed.
Okay, what does BuzzFeed say?
Wait, this is kind of off topic, but like, I think the funniest like insult you can have to a millennial or anyone Gen Z, like, is be like, oh, that's a definitely like a BuzzFeed character or whatever. Like, to call someone like, oh, they're definitely from BuzzFeed, it's like saying like you're like a boomer. Essentially. And I think it's so funny because there was someone on TikTok, you know, Brooklyn NEXO or whatever.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah. They were like, oh, she's definitely from BuzzFeed or something. And I think it's the funniest thing. Anyways.
Give me another food. Hit me with another food.
Another food or another like thing?
Another thing.
Okay. There's two. Okay. Cooking with like wood and charcoal or like a gas stove is better than cooking on an electric surface.
Yes.
Is what they're saying.
Yes. 1,000%.
I don't know how. What? It just adds like.
Oh, I thought you were going to disagree. I was like, oh my
no,
God.
No.
Okay,
no.
I have a separate question. This is not really related, but yes, and in some way. Coco or Haley, when you cook your foods, right? What do you use to cook it with?
Like, I use an electric stove and I use like metal pot and pan.
Like, no, but like stir it. Like, what do you use?
Oh God! It? Oh my God! You're
That's
coming
a good
to attack
question.
Me. I already know this is directed towards me. Just go.
Obviously, I'm not gonna use metal because it's gonna scratch up the thing. I will probably use something wooden. Usually, if I'm making like something that I'm stirring, or like if it's like something small, like you know, like a little ramen thing, I will stir it with like wooden chopsticks so that doesn't scratch.
Okay.
Up.
Like, yeah, so the overall thing is, like, you know, a spatula, wooden spoon, chopstick, little Missy over here.
Listen, okay.
Everyday spoons and forks on a metal pan.
Okay, listen. So, like, today I made pasta, and instead of getting out a whole, like, pasta scoop, whatever, I just used the fork.
That's horrible.
I just used the fork, and then I used the exact same fork to eat the pasta.
And
it's
you want to hear another
thing? Saving dishes.
This woman has no pan, like pasta lids or lids
no,
for
don't
her pots and pans.
We don't.
Whatsoever.
We don't use them.
They use plates. You okay?
Like, yeah, no, I was just I like grabbed it because I was doing a bit, but like at all, like you just lost them all, or
I don't know what happened. Like we literally cleaned the kitchen out, and I don't remember seeing a single lid.
Plates.
How you take the plate off?
Like you just grab it and like chuck it to the side quickly, so you don't burn your hand.
You know they invented this really cool thing. So it's like a plate, but it has a handle on the top, and so you don't burn your hand, and it fits right on top.
Listen,
of like the
listen.
And-
I never. I oh, literally my sense. Entire childhood. Nobody in my entire family has ever used a lid on a pot. Ever.
That's disgusting.
Like, not even my nonnas. Like, nobody. Oh. Nobody has.
Go on.
What do you mean, go on? I'm literally saying, like, in my entire childhood, nobody ever used a lid. Ever. And if we did, it was a plate.
And you know what she also has? She has none of those, like, big knives. She cuts with, like, butter knife.
It's not a butter knife. It's maybe like a steak knife.
Like a steak knife.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's steak the size knife. Of a butter knife. Like it's actually like flimsy. Like
it's
you're
not
through,
flimsy.
Like, whole...
It cuts well, okay?
No, like it's imagine it cutting like, through like, a whole ass watermelon. You know what you're gonna eat?
You're like carving it like a pumpkin?
Yeah. It's literally been like that my entire life.
Girl.
I didn't even know big knives were a difference until I met you.
Oh, no,
I just thought they were fancy.
I mean, fair. You're like 4 feet. You gotta, like, if one small little steak knife is probably like one of those really big kitchen knives.
Yeah.
You just gotta hold it with
it's
two hands.
It's just shit on Valde, isn't it? It's just poop on Valde.
No, it's probably just poop on disgraces.
I hate that I said that. I absolutely hate it. For context, I was telling Coco, sorry, I was telling Haley, I'm still not used to that. I was telling Haley about my story for one of my classes, and I was, you know, reading her the story, and then all of a sudden she like left the call, and I got mad. By accident, but I got mad because I thought she did it on purpose. So then she comes back, and I'm just like swearing at her. I'm like, I can't believe you did this to me. Like, oh my god, I can't. I'm gonna end you. I'm gonna destroy you. I'm gonna wring you like a towel. Tell me why. My smart little brain said, I'm gonna wring you like a towel as an insult. I hate myself for it, but I'm just saying, that's what happened today, guys. That's just, it's kind of day we're having.
If Elena and I both agreed that if you were to wring someone out, or like wring each other out, we both said that the liquid that would come out would be milk.
And for me?
Just olive oil or pasta?
The pasta sauce.
I like olive oil better.
Why? Am I greasy?
I feel like you just have giant pores. Stores of olive oil.
Oh, like, excuse me?
Like
giant pores
of just full of olive oil.
What?
Like you got many of like olive oil factories going on in like this like your epidermal skin.
What the fuck? I didn't know my skin was milk, that oily. Jesus.
Speaking of milk, I know we're on the topic of olive oil, but milk.
Ooh, it's
good. What do you guys think about putting ice cubes like, as a drink?
Absolutely, you know what? Not. I've done that before. No. I stand by it.
Absolutely,
you know, like,
not. Watered down milk? Old... No, thank you.
It's
no,
not having... watered down.
It's technically going to get watered down. Really, you're telling me you're going to chug milk when you have ice cubes in it, making it extra cold? No, you're going to let it vibe on the side. You're going to tape sips here and there, and the ice cubes, they're going to melt, and then you're going to have watery milk. That's it.
Okay, but to be fair, milk doesn't have like a very strong taste. So
what
really
kind of milk are you drinking?
50%.
I think, because I like cold milk.
I like
right?
Oh, I love crispy cold milk. Give me some crispy
but
cold milk.
You know, like I love
wait, sorry, can we just all drink? Can we all just agree that we're all milk drinkers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'll have it with like a good like peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Like, milk
on the no, don't get into peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I know what's coming next. No.
What's happening?
Absolutely not.
No, continue,
sit down.
What's happening? I love. Oh wait, didn't you make like a really weird sandwich?
Yes. Mm. Yes, you did.
Okay, fine. I'm saying
okay. All about
okay.
My horrible
you
recipe that I made.
You understand that peanut butter has a very, of course, nutty, like, taste, right?
No,
it's peanut butter and nut? No, idea.
Its
flavor profile kind of captures almost, like, the back and the underside of the tongue. Yeah, right? Almost to the top, whatever. But then you take something greasy, right? And if you ever think about the way you're eating grease, it's almost like the middle part and kind of above the palate. So when you combine those two, i.e. a grilled cheese sandwich with peanut butter, it's a match made in heaven.
This is what I'm trying to say. I am telling you, this girl crazy. This girl
why do you have,
psycho.
Like, why do you have the taste buds of like a pregnant woman with cravings?
You know, that sounded like a pregnant woman. No, okay.
No, listen, I'm not one to talk. I know I'm not one to talk because I eat a lot of shit.
You eat fennel seeds.
Stop. That's a brown thing. It's a brown thing. It helps with digestion. Plus, I grew up eating it. But I do love... See, people say this is weird. I eat tomatoes like a... Like an apple.
Oh, only the good ones. Like
there's
like,
the door. Get
if
out.
If they're like crunchy,
absolutely
yeah, if
okay, not.
Yes. If they're like grainy and they're soft and they're like no, that's disgusting.
The only tomato I will eat like this is a cherry tomato, and it's going all the way to my mouth.
Yeah, no,
seeds
but
seeds are nasty.
I mean, like I come used on. To like sprinkle salt. Like I had like yeah. a little like container of salt, and then I would eat it, and then pour like sprinkle salt, and then eat it. Yeah. That's fine. I've done it where like. I like chopped it up, put in like balsamic vinegar. That's super good. But people who don't like raw tomato are children. You're a child and you need to grow
or
up.
People who have acid reflux and can't actually stomach
like,
the acids. How
just,
about
just
like
stop
that?
Having acid reflux?
It's,
no, but the people who are like, oh, you put tomatoes on my hamburger?
Ew. I feel like I'm being slightly attacked, but like, no, because I like tomatoes. It's just I have to be in the mood for tomatoes. So sometimes I will take them off my sandwich.
You have a mood for tomatoes?
Yes, because if I have very...
you just have an like
if I'm having a high acid reflux type day, it needs to come out. And the tomato has to go.
It's 2:44 in the afternoon. We've passed the tomato window. We gotta go. We can't have these tomatoes.
No, my horoscope said that there's no tomatoes in my day for today. No.
I would love to continue this conversation where it's going, because I think it's really amazing. I think it's really fun. But we're gonna have to do a part two to this episode because it's already 35 minutes long. There's gonna be a part two, and we're gonna have Coco back again for another Haley for another. I'm not used to this. We're gonna have Haley back.
They know me as Coco. Yes. My real name's Haley.
Oh, yes. No, I thought you were gonna say Coco. Your real name's Coco, right?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. But Haley's making a comeback.
Into the podcast scene with us. Okay. That is the end, basically, of this episode. I wish we had a better outro to this, but if I put it any longer, we're going to have some difficulties.
Well, we have to answer it. We just got to answer the question. Where does pineapple belong?
Anywhere that's not a heated place.
Agreed. And there you go. There's your answer for today's episode. I hope y'all enjoyed. And if you did, don't forget to watch previous episodes and come back next Sunday for another next one. Sunday. Thank you all for listening. And your favorite soup loners are out.
Peace.
Peace.